Bonjour, Steve. Comment vas-tu?
Je vais bien, mon petit chou. Et toi?
Je vais bien aussi.
Assez de marinage. Dans ta bouche, que je te pose une bonne grosse bise.
Ferme tes choux d'abord.
Ah, oulala, une bise amoureuse. Mais tu as besoin de te raser.
This day and age, to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams.
Myra, what are you doing here?
Hello, Miss Laura. Stephen told me you asked him to help you with your friend, so I figured I should be here as the HPM.
HPM?
Hanky Panky Monitor. Hello, Snuggle Buns.
Hello. Hello, Turtle Toes.
Ooh, you're wearing my favorite suspenders.
Oh, stop it. You know what that does to me.
I certainly do.
Would you two like to be alone?
Yes. And now, Myra, there's no need for you to be here. Nothing's gonna happen between Laura and me. I know. Because I tried.
Well, I'm surprised Laura turned you down. After all, she's on the rebound ever since Ziggy dumped her.
Ziggy did not dump me. Ziggy and I decided we weren't right for each other, so we mutually agreed to see other people.
Okay, fine. So you're not the first girl who needs to hear a fairy tale to get to sleep at night.
Yes, we really do need to study.
Oh, go ahead. I'll just keep myself busy while I chaperone you two.
Oh, what's this?
That's my sketch pad. Give it back now.
Steve, she's got you down pretty good.
That's enough, Missy. Hand it over.
Ooh, what's this? Me getting hit by a bus. And look who's driving. It's Turtle Toes.
I'm gonna count to three. One, two.
Oh, my God. Girl, you are one totally sick puppy.
Why?
Look at that last sketch.
It's me. As naked as a jaybird.
All right. So I sketched you au naturel. But can you blame me? Stephen has the body of a Greek god.
Unfortunately, he hasn't kept it up.
Myra, I did not pose for this sketch. And you certainly did not draw it from memory.
Now, calm down, Stephen.
Wait a minute, Myra. I've never shown you my room. But there's my computer. And my bug collection. And, Lordy, My dehumidifier.
Well,
you've been spying on me.
Only once.
Well, you have gone too far, Tits. You have turned a healthy attraction into a sickening obsession.
But I...
Oh, I'll save your butts, Missy. Oh, you lost your butt rights when you sketched mine.
What are you saying?
I'm saying we're through. Goodbye, Myra. What you did to me hurt me deeply. And so did that.
Good morning, Tiger. That's what I found in the sink again.
More of your hair?
No. Your wedding ring.
Ah, thanks.
You left it in the soap dish again. It was 2 inches from going down the drain again.
Carl, you're starting to be a pain in the butt again. I took off my ring because I didn't want to get makeup on it.
But you're always doing that, Harriet. You just leave your jewelry lying around?
Oh, I do not.
Yes, you do. Let me ask you something, Harriet. Does that ring mean anything to you?
Carl.
No, because it means plenty to me. To me, that ring is a symbol of our undying love, affection, and respect.
Carl, now you...
I'm talking here. But to you, that ring is nothing more than a toy, a trinket, a bauble to be carelessly left about.
Carl, I would love to stand here and listen to you rant and rave, but your breath has taken a curl out of my hair.
I'm telling you, Betty, Tamisha Roberts was eyeballing you in the cafeteria. It was one of those come-and-get-it looks. Like this.
Oh, Waldo.
What's up?
Don't ever look at me like that again.
You know, Waldo, probably my grando.
Hey, look, it's Garth Urkel.
Guys, I made a terrible mistake.
Let me guess. You bought that outfit instead of renting it.
Can the fashion critique. Look, I've got big trouble. Myra joined a convent.
Whoa, Myra can drive an 18-wheeler?
Excuse me?
Isn't a convent a long line of trucks?
No, Waldo. That's a convoy. A convent is a place where nuns live.
Wouldn't that be a nunvent?
Please hold your questions until the end of your life.
Steve, are you sure about this?
Absolutely. I was about to leave for my country line dancing class. Anywho, I called Myra to see how she was doing, but her mother answered the phone, and Mavis informed me that Myra had hopped on a bus to head to the nunnery.
Hold it. You telling me that Myra was so heartbroken over losing you that she actually joined a convent?
Well, hey, I spoiled her for other men. I mean, after all, once you've had filet mignon, you can't go back to bologna.
That's true.
I can't believe I let you talk me into this.
You know, it was the only way we could get in.
Actually, this outfit is kind of comfy. And black has a slimming effect.
Okay. Now let's blend in and start looking for Myra. But be subtle.
Right. Hey, sis, you seen Myra?
Who?
I said be subtle. pardon me.
Oh, that's all right. I don't believe we've met. I'm Sister Bernadette.
Oh, I'm Sister Stephanie.
Stephanie?
No, Stephanie. Lithuanian.
Ah, of course. My, aren't you close to the Lord?
I'm Sister Edwina.
And who might you be?
I'm Sister Sledge. Sup?
What happened to your lip?
Nothing, just covering up my mustache.
You sisters here?
Well, actually, we're looking for a fellow sister.
Fellow sister?
Yeah. Her street name was Myra.
Well, what does she look like?
Well, like us, she's a sister, sister, sister. She's about 5'2". Mm-hmm. She has brown eyes. Mm-hmm. Oh, and she's very pretty.
Big bazooms.
Oh. Have mercy.
Amen. Amen.
Mom, you making that noise?
Yeah. Thank goodness. I was afraid Carl got stuck in the tub again.
Laura, help me get this pipe home.
Why? Is it leaking?
No. I left my wedding ring in the soap dish last night, and then a few minutes ago, I knocked the dish over into the sink, and I think my ring went down the drain.
Uh-oh, there goes $50.
Carl warned me this could happen, and I didn't listen.
Mom, why don't you just call a plumber?
And let your father find out he was right? Bad precedent. Look, I want my ring out of this pipe and back on my finger before your father gets home from work.
I'll go downstairs and keep an eye out for Carl.
Thanks, Mother Winslow. Come on, honey, help me, help me.
Mom.
Yeah?
Do we know what we're doing?
Nope.
Just check.
Come on, let's put a little bit more oomph in it.
Hey!
what's going on in here?
My ring went down the drain and Laura and I were trying to get it out.
Yeah. Well, it seems to me that I warned you that a thing like this can happen. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You're not wrong.
Thank you, Harriet. It's nice to be acknowledged. Your ring is not down the drain. Your ring is in the medicine cabinet.
What?
Yes, I found the ring in the soap dish again this morning, and I thought that it would fall down the drain. So being the exceedingly careful guy that I am, I carefully placed it right here in the medicine cabinet. Oops.
Rich.
Thanks.
I'm busted.
Excuse me. Wow!
Go ahead.
What is the meaning of this? How dare you sneak into this holy sanctuary?
No, sister, we can explain.
And so you shall to the police. Now, sisters, keep an eye on them. Don't worry, if they move, I'll waste them.
Mr. Bernadette, have you seen my Aunt Monica?
Oh, she's working at the children's hospital today, but I have to rush. There's an emergency.
Oh, what's wrong?
We have men.
That's no man. That's my snuggle buns. Stevie?
Myra.
Eddie? Waldo, why are you guys dressed like that?
Isn't this the Zorro audition?
Myra, your mother told me you came here, so I assumed you were becoming a nun.
No, I came to visit my Aunt Monica. She's the Reverend Mother here. Now, why on earth would I join a convent?
Well, because you were so heartbroken over losing me.
Stephen, what an ego. I love that in a man. Come here.
Wait, Myra. Come here. Well, Myra, apparently my feelings for you are stronger than I thought. Otherwise, I wouldn't have gone to such great lengths to try and find you.
Stephen, are you saying what I hope you're saying?
Well, I don't know. What is it you hope I'm saying?
That you want me back?
I guess so.
Oh, Stevie.
Huh? But no more sketches of moi in La Buc.
Okay. I promise from now on, I'll respect your privacy.
Well, in that case, I guess we're back together.